Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
Hey, and I am Puma. We're glad that you joined us today.
We are very glad.
Yes, hopefully your New Year's resolutions are still resoluting.
Yeah, January 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what's up. I read an article a couple weeks ago, and they said that about 90% of people, they stop their New Year's resolutions on January 14th. 90%.
Nice. So we got 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days till everybody, the majority quits.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully that's not the case. If you made some, you could persevere to the end. I also read a while back, but only 10% of people read past chapter one of every book.
Wow.
Yeah, and that includes the Bible, whatever chapter one would be, you know, yeah, or book.
Whatever chapter.
Yeah. That's crazy. 90%, I guess also with the trend, 90% of people quit. Oddly enough, with the new resolution, this article continued, and it said that for those that make it past day 22 of January, they will probably go for another 3 to 6 months. But after that, about 1.5% will do all year.
Hmm.
That's really interesting. So if you get past day 22, there's a chance you finish out half of the year. But of that, you know, 10% that go past day 22, man, it's slim. You know, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
People just aren't, yeah, we're not persevering. We're not working till the end.
Well, I know in the church, a lot of times, I need to read the Bible more. And so every year, January, it's like, yeah, I'm going to do that and come like January 4th when I'm already 2 days behind in my Bible reading plan.
Right.
You know, and we're like, oh, you know, I just, and it's very, it is easy to give up on things. We live in a world where, you know, if it's not easy and convenient, then you know, I'm out. We have a lot of grandiose ideas, a lot of good intentions, but we do not, as a culture, we don't really, we want everything easy.
Right.
You know, we want everything simple. Don't want it to cost me anything. Don't want me to have to acquire extra work. I don't want it to invade my space.
Right.
Which, you know, I get that. I mean, I'm right there. I mean, you know, why do today when I can put it off till tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That whole idea.
We have a culture of not finishing. We start everything, but rarely continue it.
Not finishing. You know, and I can understand if that's like, I'm trying to lose weight. But when we have that same mentality to relationships, we want to start them, but we don't finish.
Right.
There we have a problem.
Well, it's difficult, right?
It is.
I mean, anybody can be loving for a day. Anybody can start a fast for an hour.
Yeah, yeah, that can be really, really nice for a weekend.
Yeah, right. The consistency and the ability to push past the initial whim, motivation, right, determination, it so easily dissipates over time.
Yeah. As we've been looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and been going through that this past year, you know, this love chapter and how to just the different nuances of love and the big idea, the agape love, the kind of love, the heart love that God has that is very others oriented. It's not for selfish purposes. It is always others directed. We've been going through each of the different really descriptions that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, and we're getting to the end.
We're getting
to the end. You know, in verse, you know, the end of verse seven. So we have talked about a lot of things, and, you know, today it's love always perseveres or always endures. And, well, that's a nice thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we can take that one all the way to the end. So,
yeah.
Is that what it means to take it all the way to the end?
Yeah. To keep going. Love doesn't stop loving.
Love doesn't stop loving.
Yeah.
Well, that should be a no-brainer, but maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not. I don't know. Should we continue on this podcast?
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should persevere to the end.
Maybe we should. Yeah, hopefully you'll persevere with us.
All right, that's the end of the podcast. See you guys. No, hey, let's talk about this. All right, Puma. So we made it past the first few minutes.
We did. Hopefully everyone has persevered with us.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're still here, guys.
Persevered, yeah. You know, there people persevere all kinds of things, things that they want, right? I mean, if it's something I really want something, you know, I will, I'll sacrifice for it. I'll even spend money on it if it's something that I really, really want.
Right.
And so a lot of times people, you know, will persevere, hold the line, you know, for personal reasons. This word, you know, persevere, it really, you know, in Paul's day, it came from sort of the military. It's like when the military were going out to battle and they maybe took a hill, right? They took a hill and the enemy wants to take the hill back. Well, we are going to, we're going to hold the line. We're going to stand here. And at all costs, we are going to keep this hill that we took. We're not going to let it go to the last man. You think of a lot of battles in history and in different wars throughout mm-hmm. the centuries. And even, you know, I think like the Battle of Midway, that mm-hmm. movie from World War II, where a small little island, but it was really crucial, right. you know, as far as in the Pacific, the battles mm-hmm. there. And, you know, just how the men had to hold the line there and how to, you know, take it. And, you know, this is what Paul says, that love, this is what love, mm-hmm. like kind of the pinnacle of love. We've right. talked about all kinds
real,
of things.
Real, authentic love.
Real love. You know, it's one thing to be kind. It's one thing to be kind all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
It's one thing to not be easily angered, but to persevere all the way to the end, right? Right. To not give up all the way to the end.
Right. Well, you mentioned Midway, right? And my first thought went to, you know, Marvel, right? Yeah, you have Bucky, right? And then you have Captain America.
Okay.
And, you know, they're fighting that classic line, you know, after Bucky, you know, right. Winter Soldier's beating him up. He's like, hey, I'm with you to the end of the line.
Yeah.
And that kind of phrase, that commitment to the friendship, even in fighting, right? And he said that, you know, back in World War II, you know, in the Marvel Universe, and then back to call it present day. But yeah, the kind of love, I'm with you to the end of the line.
To the end of the line.
I'm not with you for the beginning or the middle.
Yeah.
I'm with you to the end.
Yeah. And this is where I think this, our whole cultural view of love, we've cheapened this word love, honestly. Yeah. You know, with songs and movies, mm-hmm. I mean, every conflict gets solved in 90 minutes on the rom-coms, right? I mean, it's as if love is easy.
Right.
And love is love is simple. Mm-hmm. And we're in a culture that says, when I'm done loving, I can cast it away.
Right.
And move on to something else.
I've fallen out of love.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was real for a season, and now it's not.
Yeah. And so that love doesn't have to endure, right? Because often love is viewed as a self-centered thing. You know, love is what benefits me, mm-hmm. not loving the other regardless of the costs or consequences to myself.
Right.
And so this is where, you know, he says love endures. And mm-hmm. this is as he's gone through the progression, Paul, here in 1 Corinthians, you know, where, you know, some of the simple expressions of love, you know, mm-hmm. boasting and not rude and some of these things. When we get to the real deeper parts of relationships where, man, love has to always trust, right? Mm-hmm. To assume the best of the person. Or, you know, love always has to hope, right? Not give up, always, you know, believes that, you know, God can work his grace in this relationship and which requires us then to love with a perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that picture really, you know, throughout the Bible, right? Just think of the Old Testament, you know, God with his people.
Yeah. Well, even the word chesed, I mean, it's such a beautiful Old Testament word. And I think Michael Card's book, Inexpressible, exploring the immense depth of the word chesed, I think he said there's like over 100 different English words for this, you know, faithful, committed love. But, you know, even in Proverbs, I mean, let love and faithfulness never leave you.
Mm.
Why they're always tied together, you know, because, yeah, you can be loving, but is it real love if you're only loving for a day, like you said, a weekend, or you only love your people? My love is limited and contractual. So yeah. If it's mutual, but as soon as you break that contract, whatever that is, my love is not taken. That's not faithful love. That's not persevering love. That's not real love. And I love how God, the word chesed, the way he loves us is chesed. He, the faithful, committed love. So, I mean, you mentioned before the podcast, you know, those Psalms, give thanks to the Lord. His love, his chesed, endures forever.
Yeah. So many times in the Old Testament, his love endures forever. And that's nice. It's nice to read. It's nice to hear that. But let's just think about exactly how God's love endures forever. I mean, just think about how God had to continually love mankind and love Israel over and over and over again throughout the Old Testament and even into the New Testament and for us today, right? The love that God has for us, God loves, end of sentence.
Mm.
It doesn't say God loves until or right. God loves
if
when or God loves if or God loves because. It says God loves.
Hmm.
God loves us. He, you know, while we're still sinners, Paul wrote, Right. Jesus died for us. Right.
God is love. Yeah. That's who he is.
It is an enduring love. Think of Jesus and the love that he showed when he walked this earth and with his disciples. And how many times was he had to be disappointed in their responses, in their perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, are you still so dull? He says, why do you not, even to the last night of his life? I mean, as we were talking earlier, I mean, if I were Jesus, I would have said, all of you just get out of my way. Let me just get to the cross. All right. You guys are slowing me down. Get behind me, Satan. You know, you guys, I'm trying to help you guys. And all you guys do is fumble around and you mix things up and you don't understand and you ask stupid questions and you're just ridiculous. I got the Pharisees and their bigotry and their just arrogance on one side, and I have your guys' lack of understanding on this side, and I'm burdened and I'm emotional and I need to do this and just get out of my way. Mm-hmm. That would be my response.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, in the garden, Luke tells, like, you guys, he's sweating drops of blood. Can you guys not stay awake for just 1 hour?
Yeah. Yeah. The mercy and compassion inside of the faithful committed love is amazing. And even like you mentioned Jesus, which is a great example of the persevering love. I mean, in love, he flipped tables. In love, he called out the Pharisees, called them, you know, brood of vipers and these, you know, whitewashed tombs. I had a parent a few weeks ago tell me, and they have, you know, kids, and some of them are a little more disruptive than others. But these parents, like, you know what? I just don't have any anymore. I can't continue to discipline my kids. I don't have time to correct them. Let them be, you know, fill in the blank. They just kind of let their kid run out crazy. Mm. And like, I mean, I'm not a parent yet, but I was like, oh, well, that's, to me, like, that seems unloving to just, I'm giving up parenting my kid. Let them be a disaster in the classroom because I just can't. And we're human. I'm not judging that parent, but I realize sometimes to persevere in love means you persevere in correction.
You know, sometimes because loving your child in that way is costly to you.
Yeah.
To the parent.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's going to cost me time. It's going to cost me energy. It's going to cost me money. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost me reputation.
Yeah.
To love my kid.
Right.
You see, this is why it's so easy to give up and loving those that God has put into our life, loving our family, loving our church family. Mm-hmm. It's because love is costly. And we live in this cheap love world where if something costs too much, more than I want to give, it's okay for me to jettison it. It's okay for me to just kick it aside or kick people aside.
Right.
And Paul says, no, the love that God shows to us, the what real love is, this is the end of the line of Paul's description of love, that love endures or perseveres.
Yeah.
There is nothing else. There's nothing after this. This is the end.
This is it.
This is the end.
Yeah. Well, and question for you, Puma. So here we see in scripture that love, real love, God's love, agape love, perseveres. It doesn't give up. It continues to extend the hand of mercy and grace to the other person in their life because, well, that's what Jesus did for us, right? But it's hard. So I guess the question is, how can we persevere? Because it is hard. I mean, it's easy to love for a time, maybe, but to continue after you've been praying for weeks, you've been extending grace, you've been bringing over cookies for months, and that neighbor, that, you know, smelly person at church is still so rude, still slanders, still mistreats you. How? I mean, we know that God commands it. We know that it's right to persevere in love, but it's hard. So how can we continue in that?
Yeah, and this is, so Paul's giving the description of what love is. Mm-hmm. He's not giving the description of what's going on inside our hearts.
Yeah.
And he said, this isn't man-made love. This is not something we conjure in ourselves. Mm-hmm. In fact, what he describes here is really supernatural. It's not natural. It is natural for me to give up because I am a sinful, selfish person. Mm-hmm. And for me to love, be concerned about the other person, regardless of the cost or consequence to myself, that's God in me. That's not me in me.
Yeah.
And this is why, as we're talking about love, these are the descriptions of love, what love looks like, but it's for us to strive to this and not because we have it all mastered. I love what the writer Hebrews says in chapter 12. You know, this is why we always have to look to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he says, consider him, Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinful men that we will not grow weary or lose heart. Mm. You see, it's not my love that I love with other people. It is the love that God has for me, with which I then kind of reflect back to the love of other people, you know, love to love others. Because I can't love the people in my life the way God wants me to love them without Jesus operating in my life. Mm-hmm. Because he is the one whose love endures forever. Mine does not. Yeah. My love has limits. Mm-hmm. And so I need God's help all the time to love. And this is why I think we, as Paul is talking to the church in Corinth, in a church that was very messed up in all kinds of relational conflicts, you know, he tells them, you guys are family. In chapter 12, he says, you guys are a family. You're connected to each other. You need to be loving each other. He says, I'm going to show you the greatest way. The greatest mm-hmm. way is love. Mm-hmm. You guys are stuck with each other, so you need to learn how to love each other. Let me explain what love looks like. Mm. And love, you know, all these different descriptions, and it gets to the very end that, you know, here's the end of the line. Love, you have to, if you're going to say you love someone, you know, you love your family, you love your church, you have to endure to the end.
Yeah. Well, and that's such a, I mean, yeah, Jesus is the perfect, literally the perfect example, you know, because even going through like, right, love is patient, not for a day. Love is patient, period. Mm-hmm. Love is kind, not for a day, but for, you know, and yeah. even like,
not for one moment.
Yeah. Right. Well, even going back to the beginning of verse 7, right? You know, love always protects. Okay. Always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. You can be, you can protective and trusting and hopeful for a time. But if your love and your hope and your trust and your protection, is not consistent, then maybe it's not real love, or it was real and all of a sudden you've given up on that. And I love what you said, because it is a supernatural thing. It is hard. It'll cost you to persevere in love. Will cost you something, and it'll cost you something that is very taxing. You know, Galatians 6:9 is a verse I go back to a lot. Mm-hmm. It says, do not, so commanded, right? Do not grow weary in doing good. I got to persevere in doing good. Why? Because doing good is wearisome. And we need the Holy Spirit reliance, the Holy Spirit filling to continue to do good, you know?
To love other people is hard because people are hard to love. I mean, it's really that simple. I mean, I think that I'm really easy to love, but that's because I focus on myself, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, for those in my life, there are times where I'm hard to love.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? Love, you know, love is not easy, mm-hmm. but love is very much worth it.
Yeah, and there is a harvest that we reap, you know, in that verse that we will, in fact, reap a harvest at the end if we don't give up. I think we forget the blessings of perseverance. Even James 1 talks about, you know, persevere to the end. It develops things in you. We become more Christ-like. Mm-hmm. We become more like Jesus. And by the way, Jesus, God, is love. We become more loving when we persevere. It develops in us a type of character that is sure, that lasts, which I mean, it's good, but it's, I don't want to minimize the hardness because, I mean, your own life, right? We have people who are hard to love and people that we've tried to love. And, you know, like if you're like me after a certain time, a season, you know, it's hopeless, right? We've tried to pursue this person. We've tried to love them. We extend grace, olive branches for years and they never come around. And it's almost easy. You know what? I persevered. I've done my time for someone else to do it, right? And maybe God is calling you to a different ministry or a different time. I'm not saying you have to like, oh, I volunteer for the children. I got to stay there forever. But being obedient is more important than doing what we believe is right. And sometimes obedience shift, seasons shift, people grow up, people move, circumstances change. So how can I love God and persevere where he's called me? Who are the people in my life that I need to persevere and love? And that's hard.
It is hard. It's love. The idea that love costs, and there are many times where I don't want to pay the cost to love, mm-hmm. right? Like your example with the parent that doesn't want to, they're so exhausted, they don't want to discipline their kid. All right, Tori, so what would be a good AQ for love always endures, always perseveres?
Yeah, what would be a good AQ application question? I think at first almost starts with awareness, right? So I would ask myself, ask those listening, who are the people that God has placed in your life who are difficult to love? And I say difficult, I mean, maybe you don't need to explain that, but people that God's put in your life that rub you the wrong way. Maybe people you've tried to pursue and love. Maybe people that you've tried to just get along with. That would even be a win. People in your life that are hard to love. whether it be your work, your family, your home, your church, and how can you persevere in love toward them? You know, because I think if it was easy, we wouldn't have to persevere. It wouldn't be a struggle. But there are people who are difficult. There are family members who are difficult. There are people at church in your small group who just kind of rub you the wrong way.
You know, and sometimes it's not even someone is a difficult person, but they become difficult because they have an idea or something that differs from yours.
Sure.
Or they do something that you don't like and you're at an impasse. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, I mean, no couple on their wedding day says, I can't wait till we get divorced.
Right.
Right. But in relationships, things happen over time where you have to endure, where you have to forgive, you have to bear with and all these things with people that we are with when situations get difficult. And they're going to happen with people that you care about, people that you're connected to. There will be situations where it will become difficult. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you're going to have a choice to choose, you know, am I going to just be done?
Right.
Or am I going to at all costs hold the line because this relationship is worth it? I'm willing to pay the cost because I love this person.
I'm willing to take the hit. I'm willing to go to the place where I am misused and I'm mistreated because God, not myself, God has put me in the situation and given me people to love. I had a high school student say, well, I'm going to persevere and win this girl over. She's not a Christian and she's cute. So I've been rejected 4 times. I'm still going to ask her to prom again. And I'm like, hey, man, he even said, you know, I'm going to persevere. I'm going to quit her. I'm like, maybe God didn't put the person in your life. Also, you're 16, so chill.
Right. <Yeah. laughs>
But you know, we can persevere for the wrong reason. We can persevere things, people, ideas, money that God has not put in our life. And so, yeah, right. I think the big real love is not finding something we want, but who are people that God wants us to love and to love them for them, not love them for us.
Yeah. When you're in those moments with people that you love, care about, family, church family, and something happens where the relationship gets hard or difficult or, you know, maybe, you know, it's nothing you did. Maybe it's something the other person did. In those moments, we are tempted to be done.
Yeah.
And that is when understanding that love always endures, I think that's where it kicks in. And we need to say, no, you know, even though my temptation, my natural self would say, nope, I'm done. You know, because of Jesus, I'm going to hold the line here.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, so to recap, AQ, who are the people that God has put in your life that God wants you to persevere and love them? No strings attached, no conditions attached. You want, and again, love isn't pushy, right? Love is patient. So you're not forcing a relationship. You're not forcing a friendship. But based on where they're at, what does love look like to pursue them? Maybe it takes forgiveness. I got to forgive them. They've wronged me, but love perseveres. So I'm not going to throw them off. I'm not going to be bitter. I'm going to forgive them and love them where they're at. And that's hard. It is hard to take the hit. Even when you're right and they're in the wrong, love perseveres. So yeah, don't give up, friends. We'll try to do the same. Well, guys, thank you so much again for joining us on our almost wrapping up. We have one more to finish out this Real Love series. But yeah, I pray that your 2025 will be just an amazing year where God in his strength and power helps you persevere to love others well. And yeah, if you have any questions or comments, as always, you can reach out to us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks to finish out the series.
All right.
Until next time. Bye.